A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, it's Repco Supercars Weekly, Aaron Noonan with you, and coming to you from here in Melbourne at Sandown for this weekend's Penrod Oil Sandown Super Sprint. Day one of three is complete. We thought we'd give you an update on what's happened at the track today. Two practice sessions are in the books. I'm not alone. I've got another microphone, and another man holding onto this microphone is Connor O'Brien, our new signing, the new editor of v8sleuth.com.au. Connor, firstly, welcome. This is your first time on any of our pods, so our audience gets to hear what you sound like. They've seen your name and seen your words on our website in the last couple of weeks, but we're off and running. Day one in the sun. Don't worry, it's not going to be like this for the next few days. The rain is going to come on in.
Oh, don't worry. I got totally... It absolutely poured down last night when I was leaving the track. So I've already got a taste of that. But yeah, no, thanks, Noons. It's great to be here. A lot to live up to hearing Will and Stefan and yourself talk on the pods. So I'll try not to disappoint.
You'll be just fine. Just fine, mate. Just fine. Two sessions today, bright sunshine. True, it happened at Sandown. The forecast isn't that flash for the rest of the weekend, though. But today, support categories on the track, supercars for a single practice session for the main game drivers, and then the additional driver session where we saw a range of co-drivers who'll be in the cars for the Repco Bathurst 1000. A lot of them getting their first taste of the car that they'll race in, 7 weeks' time in the big race. But for the main game drivers, it's a bit strange. One session today, not two, and Will Davison was the man at the top of the times.
Yeah, and look, those guys have had one lap pace all year, haven't they? The DJR boys. But in all honesty, I was much more excited for the co-driver session. You know, you kind of see the same 25 names popping up round after round, and then so to see all the co-driver guys come in for the afternoon practice, that was pretty cool. And you know, and it was all the big guns: Wincup, Tander, Coulthard, the top three. I mean, Yeah, it was a bit of a blast from the past, and to see all these modern-day legends back out in supercars.
We can't get rid of them, can we?
They're still fast, because it's the sport is better for having them around, and Jamie and Garth and all those guys. They were actually talking about in the press conference today that it's a bit of a golden era for co-drivers, and again, hopefully we see more and more co-driver activity in years to come.
Looking forward to it. Let's go through practice one today. Will Davison was the fastest for the Shell V-Power race team. 107.8 was the benchmark time. 0.2 clear of Chas Mostert, so the 25 Commodore fast in both sessions, with Fabian driving that car later in the day. Anton Di Pasquale third, so the two Shell cars are 1 and 3. Mark Winterbottom fourth. Team 18 rolled out pretty well today. Scott Pye was 12th, just outside the 10, and made a little mistake and ran off the road. And otherwise, he said turn one was really good. The car was gripped up. But there's probably a bit more to find in that.
Well, I've actually little update. I just was in the Team 18 garage not long ago, and this is a good track for them, being a 888 customer. But they're actually performing an engine change on the car 20, Scott's car, because they feel they're down on power. So they were getting their hands dirty right in there. Because they will want to be. Yeah, right towards the pointy end. Winterbottom actually really got kind of close to, I think it was on the front row here last year, and really kind of got close to a podium, which has eluded him for all these years. So they want both cars up there. So yeah, they're already getting in and doing an engine change on Scott's car.
Best of the 888, factory cars, Red Bull, Shane Van Gisbergen P5, Brody Kostecki 6 from Dave Reynolds, Will Brown, Macaulay Jones and Chris Pither. Rounded at the 10, just outside Tim Slade was 11th, who's got Wally Story here working with him this weekend. But they've had another engineering change on the number 3 Cool Drive Mustang for this weekend.
Yeah, Timmy Blanchard kind of was trying to say it's only 3, but I still count it as 4 different race engineers in consecutive rounds.
That's got to be a record, I reckon.
Well, I mean, you would know. I would think you'd know. But Mirko De Rosa is the regular, but he's had a back issue, and he has only just recently finally had the surgery, so he's out of action until about Bathurst. And then Brendan Hogan, the team manager, stepped in at Townsville. Matthew Nielsen, Teco, long-term figure around the paddock, he hopped on the tools at Tail and Bend, and now Teco's back doing a Super 2 gig with Cameron Crick. Brendan Hogan's sick. And Mirko's recovering, so they've called on Chris Fitzgerald, you know, former Perkins engineer and
former engineering Kelly's as well.
And Kelly's. Yeah. And so he's doing the race engineering, and he's got Wally Story, who just knows a thing or two by his side as data engineer.
Has been around the block, Wally Story, long-time member of the Holden Racing team and Wayne Gardner's Coke team and Brad Jones Racing and Tasman. And we do need to get him on the podcast one day. We'll need eight parts, though, because Wal does know how to chat. Outside the 10 in practice, we mentioned Pi 12th, Todd Hazelwood next from Brock Feeney, then it's Jack LeBrock, Andre Heimgartner, Cam Waters back in 17th, then Lee Holdsworth in his 500th race coming up tomorrow. In fact, today, on this day back in 2007, he won his first supercar round at Oran Park in the wet back in, 15 years ago today.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's ironically timed that he's going into a milestone weekend with a milestone on the Friday as an anniversary.
It couldn't have actually started too much worse. So did you see, start of practice, they had a little car fire, actually. So it got off to a very bad start, but back into it. And those guys are hopeful of having a little bit of a better run because Penrite Racing, after being really, really strong for a fair chunk of the year, they've sort of come back to the pack a bit. So, Dave Reynolds was on the podium here last year. So, yeah, those guys, especially if it rains, keep an eye on the Penrite boys.
So he was 18th, 19th with James Golding from Nick Percat, Bryce Fullwood, James Courtney, Jake Kostecki, Thomas Randall, Jack Smith. Are we worried by Tickford? At the moment, they don't have a car in the top 16 in that practice session. Waters, 17th, Courtney, 22nd, Jake Kostecki, 23rd, Thomas Randall, 24th. This generally over the years hasn't been a bad track for them. They've always been pretty decent here, but man, practice, you can always get a little bit carried away with what's going on and what tyre condition and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I don't actually have the answer what's going on there. That is definitely surprising, and those guys have been quite consistent this year once they got their act together. So I can only assume they were doing race runs, but I guess we'll get a better look at it tomorrow once everyone turns up the wick.
And the thing will be that the weather is due to be the worst of the 3 days tomorrow. We had great sunshine out here, great fan base on a Friday for practice. It was really, really solid. Of course, we haven't had a round at Sandown for pretty much 18 months, not 12 months, because of the timing that last year's round was actually held. So co-driver session, as we mentioned before, the Red Bull guys were strong. Fabian Coulthard was strong. Craig Lowndes got behind the wheel of BJR's number four Jack Smith car. Really weird. I watched it on the TV screen and thought, what's going on here? This is so strange. But remember, this is where Brad and Craig shared a car for the Holden Racing team when Craig debuted with them, 28 years ago this year.
I was going to say, you said it's been a long time since Lee's first win 15 years ago, but 28 years for Brad and Craig. And I had a good chat with Brad earlier today. And he was sort of, because it was Sandown, Bathurst, and then nothing until today. You know, in terms of being teammates or whatever you
in
want to call
it. Garage. Yeah.
And so, and of course, Brad was, with Craig when that big race that Craig kind of showed to the world, he was someone to look out for at Bathurst.
Well, Brad was the guy that got him back in the game that
day.
Craig tried just about everything to lose it there earlier in the day, but Bradley brought them back into the game. So Craig turned some laps in the number four car, part of the television package for Fox Sports today as well. So I think he was doing some chit-chatting while he was out driving around. So.
Yeah, and it just made sense, I guess. The number four guys get their car back out there because they are the only car that doesn't have a co-driver announced so far. And Craig, being that he's in the wild card this year with Declan Fraser, his car isn't here. So they had a free driver and a free car, so it made
sense.
Put
it together, yeah. And I guess we've sort of been thinking over the journey that David Wall, who drove that car last year, is probably half a favourite to be in it. But he's here racing Porsche Carrera Cup, but he's not driving. So he can only who knows? It's the only seat that's left, so I'm sure there's a bit of competition out there to put someone's backside in it.
Yeah, doesn't really add up, does it, that you'd think, Dave Wall, they were really happy with last year and he's here. You'd think,
He's here and he's not driving the car, then you can only presume he's not going to drive it.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything they've said.
It's a fair deduction.
Deducement.
What's the word? It's a fair thing to deduce.
We should know this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should know
the
English language.
Look, I mean, something doesn't add up there because, you'd think, why haven't they just renewed him? But I guess we'll find out.
We will wait and see. Tomorrow, the weather's not due to be all that flash, But if we take a little look at the schedule, Supercars go qualifying at 12:50 local time. It's a three-leg qualifying, but we've got a shootout back for tomorrow, which we love the shootout. It's always great, particularly at a track like this one that's had so many of the years. 36-lap race starts at 4:45 tomorrow local time afternoon, so it's a bit of a later one in the day, and then two races on Sunday to finish off the weekend. So any other news, scuttlebutt? You've been up and down the back of the paddock today. What have you seen, found, or heard?
Oh, I kind of want to point people to the V8 Sleuth website.
There you go.
To find out. No, look, I guess there's always, you know, little whispers going on and whatnot, but I guess right now it's kind of who can beat Shane Van Gisbergen. He smashed them last year when he only had basically one arm here. He just smashed everyone at Tailem Bend, which is a Ford track. Yeah.
And this is a Triple A track. They've won 7 in a row here since 2018 across the 500Ks, the sprint races. It doesn't seem to matter the format. They end up, I mean, they clean swept the podium here at the 2018 Sandown 500. So the track with its couple of slow corners, power down, drive down the straights, they've had that licked over the course of the journey. So let's see. Maybe the weather changes that. Although we thought last year when Van Gisbergen started 17th with a busted collarbone that would stop him, but it didn't stop him. He overcame both of those things. So that's the great part. We don't know quite what we're going to get this weekend. It's the second last round before we get to the Repco Bathurst 1000. So we're kind of on that run now to the big race. And then, of course, we've got Gold Coast and Adelaide to finish off. So it's going to be a big part of the year. And of course, you're a big part of our team with putting together all that coverage over the upcoming weeks and months right through to Christmas. If you haven't been jumping on the V8 Sleuth website as much lately, you should be, because there's way more stuff there for you to take in every morning, every night, and during the course of the events and in between as well. A quick little plug too, next Wednesday, Roland Dane, part one on the V8 Sleuth podcast. It's a two-parter over the next 2 weeks. Tuesday, the Castrol Motorsport News podcast is back with the boys, AVL and Stefan, with the latest news and insight across the motorsport sphere. Award-winning podcast. I have to say that every time because it is. So it's factually correct.
Yeah,
so
100%.
You got to go with it. You got to go with it. So we've got plenty of stuff on the Motorsport Podcast Network. And the other thing is, here at Sandown, before we go, we're here with the V8 Sleuth Bookshop. We are in the Legends Room, which is in the base of the grandstand on the, well, it's closest to turn one in the grandstand. The merchandise for the Shell V-Power Racing team, the Red Bull team, Tickford are all in the same area, undercover, inside. And we're here as well with a range of books, great prices, great deals. We do deals. That's what we do. We're here over the course of the weekend, so come and say good day to the team. We've got some cool stuff here as well. Look forward. If you're coming out to the track, come and say good day over the course of the weekend. If you're watching on TV, you'll be nice and dry, that's for sure. And we'll have another edition next week of Repco Supercars Weekly. Thanks for listening in. We'll chat to you next week.